Mark Zuckerman, MassinSports.com, to kick things off on the diamond. Speaking of kicks, my goodness, did the Nats get kicked in over the weekend. I know the Brewers are good, Mark. That was about as bad a home series as I can remember in the 13 years since the Nats made their first playoff berth back in 2012.
Yeah, I agree with you, Grant. It was ugly. It never really felt like they had much of a chance in any of these games. And deep down, you felt like even if it was relatively close going into the latter half of the game, once that bullpen gate swung open and take your pick of whoever it was that was going to come in, there was just very little reason to think that they were going to get the job done. And I hope this is the extreme example of this because of how good the opponent was. You know, hopefully the next 3 days against the A's, it's a little better than that. But I do worry that this is going to be a recurring theme over the final 2 months of the season where because of the shaky state of the bullpen to begin with, and then the fact that you traded probably your only three really reliable arms at the deadline, it's going to be a real challenge to close out any kind of game over the rest of the season.
Zuck, when will we see Dylan Cruz back?
I think we're getting close. I keep trying to predict this, and I'm proven wrong. They are taking it slow. He played six innings the last couple of days with Rochester. He homered last night. That's great. You know, all the signs there are good, but clearly you need to get him up to nine innings, probably playing that back-to-back days before you're 100% confident. So I don't think we're going to see him in this series. Maybe he's ready for the West Coast trip to San Francisco over the weekend. Maybe they want to give him a little more time than that. I understand everybody wants to see him back. I want to see him back. He's one of the things to actually be excited about the rest of the season. But at this stage, given the state of the team, there's really no reason to force that issue. You make sure that he's 100% good to go. And not just healthy, but you know, has a little bit of a sense of timing at the plate. You know, he missed more than 2 months, so you don't just want to throw him to the wolves unless he's had a chance to get his at-bats in again.
Mark, James Wood was playing at a level where he was top five in the entire sport in OPS. And so even with this month where he hasn't hit, his numbers are still, you know, that of someone who is going to go on to have what would be considered as an outstanding season. So I want to get that out of the way. But I do want to acknowledge it's a 119 average now for a calendar month, and I wouldn't have thought he was even capable of a rut this long, this bad. What have you seen as now over basically 1 month? I mean, he's had a really hard time hitting the baseball.
Yeah, no, that's the troubling part. You knew he wasn't going to necessarily keep it up for a whole season of, you know, like a 900 OPS every single month. But you hope that the slump, if it was that, would maybe be in the 600s or 700s. And instead, this one had been in the 500s. What's happened? We already know he didn't get a lot of fastballs to begin with when he was going well. Well, he's hardly getting any now, and the reason is because he's not hitting them at all. There was a stat on the Apple TV broadcast the other night. He was 1-for-42 on non-fastball since July 4th. And you can see that with your own eyes. He opens up his front shoulder, his front hip. He's not staying on those pitches and driving them to left field, left center field, the way that he did so well the first half of the season. Now, he's too good. He works too hard. He cares too much to think that that's going to last forever. But it is something he's got to work himself out of because he's not going to get fastballs. He's not going to get a chance to hit, you know, good pitches until he shows he can do that again. And for the first time in his career, this is a legit slump that he's got to learn how to get himself out of.
Mark, appreciate the time, man, and hopefully we get to see some wins against the A's.
Okay, you got it, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, we'll see you at the ballpark tomorrow. There's Mark Zuckerman. Check him out, MassinSports.com. Hopping on the Beltway Blitz.